I'm Holly. I'm a business strategist who loves a good plan and flowchart and is crazy passionate about teaching women like you how to build your dream job and scale to six figures and beyond without sacrificing your weekends and priorities. I believe strongly to my core that you can create a routine you love with the right strategy, product suite, aka what you are actually selling, and simple systems to create a lifestyle that works and a business that scales without burnout. Because here's the thing, it's not just about managing your time. It's about embracing that time freedom and really working on unlocking that freedom together so that you can do more of what you love. After 22 years in corporate strategy, working for Fortune 500 companies, I ditched the office to build a now seven-figure business with my husband full-time. And P.S., we did it in less than 2 years during the pandemic with twins. Oh my goodness. My goal here is to provide you with unfiltered insights into behind the scenes of entrepreneurship. What works, what doesn't. Practical tips you can implement right now, as in right after listening. I want you to consider this podcast your online business MBA delivered directly to your inbox, intertwined with the realities of being a working mom, exploring life, and the invaluable lessons learned along the way. Think of the Crush the Rush podcast as your weekly one-stop shop for actionable business planning, guiding you on the next steps and explaining the why, the really important things behind each move. We'll keep you motivated and uplifted as you learn from some of the industry's best experts. So grab your sparkly beverage, I'm sipping on a chai tea, and get ready to learn to do less better. Let's scale your dream business and finally have the freedom to focus more on what you love. This is the Crush the Rush podcast. I am super excited to announce that the next cohort of the Collective Mastermind is officially kicking off. And the best part is we gave it a makeover. So the new 9-month mastermind is nothing like you have ever experienced before. Because as we say, a life priorities focused business is the fastest way to multi six figures. And I'm going to teach you exactly how. So if you aren't familiar with our mastermind, we combine strategy and mindset and then layer on our sought after community and toolkit. But let's just get real for a second. So in today's business and economy, you have to continue to grow and pivot or you're going to be left behind, period. What makes this different? I have only run my business in a pandemic, a recession, or whatever you want to call our current state. We now have a full team and I have retired myself and my husband in less than 3 years. And in the last 15 months, we have crossed the 500,000 mark in revenue. And I did most of this while working full time. I am not saying this just to throw out numbers. I am saying this to show you that it is possible. This mastermind is not cookie cutter. It is not one size fits all. I actually adapt to you and your goals and provide you with the structure and accountability to scale. And my ultimate goal, again, let's just be real, is for you to make your investment back and more. And like other masterminds, if you happen to have mastermind trauma, you actually get access to me directly. As in, I am right here building it with you. You get the power of the group, but the benefit of the one-on-one. So this is a perfect fit for you if you have started a business and are ready to scale to multi six figure and seven figures. You are ready to buy back your time and energy. You want to expand your team in a way that makes sense for you and saves time. You are ready to have consistent 10K, 20K, 30K months and beyond. And you are really ready to step into that true CEO role. It is time to pivot. It is time to be a part of a community to support you with the expansion, alignment, and profit that you want to make in your business. So I'm going to make this super, super, super easy because my goal is to help you do less better and make more money. Who doesn't want that? Just DM me mastermind and I'll share you the next steps and how to apply. You can also grab the link in the show notes or go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. And yes, in case you were curious, all of our famous retreats are included and they also got a makeover too. So just DM me mastermind and I will share the next steps with you, or you can go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. On this episode of the Crush the Rush podcast, we are chatting all about business non-negotiables. And there's actually a really interesting backstory behind this episode. And that is typically I sit down usually 4 to 6 weeks ahead of time and I just map out what I want to talk about on the Friday pep talk. So I definitely have a plan of what I'm going to talk about. I don't always have all of the show notes written, but I kind of like just have a cadence of how I think things are going to go. So I knew that this was going to be a topic coming into this week. And I knew that it was on my schedule. And we had just gotten back from our Europe trip, which was almost 2.5-3 weeks sort of off of podcasting. And I sit down to record this because at the time of recording, I'm actually leaving for Nashville to talk at the Podcasting Moms Conference, which by the time you listen to this will have already happened. And I sit down and my brand new like $400 microphone that I got for Christmas totally broke. And I love this microphone. I talk about it all the time. It's a Shure microphone. You see a lot of people use it. It's not cheap. I used a much cheaper one for 4 years. And this year I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to invest in a really good microphone. And I did, and it totally broke because of user error. And that's because how I had it plugged in and the plug got stuck in the back of the microphone. So long story short, I had to like Amazon Prime a brand new $400 microphone so that I could record this podcast before I left for the Podcasting Moms Conference. And ironically, the topic for this podcast is business non-negotiables. And this is one of them. And in my head, I'm like, is the universe trying to tell me something? Like, I don't know. I don't know why this is happening. And we just also started a YouTube channel. So also in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm going to show up for all of my podcast episodes in like cute branded outfits. And I'm going to like, you know, have my hair done and like show up how I want to feel. And today I am totally in sweatpants because this is my business non-negotiable. The microphone broke and like we had to get it done. Like we had to just get it done. And I think honestly, I mean, I kind of was joking about showing up in branded apparel, but I like to be prepared and I like to have a theme. These are all things that I talk about all the time. But when it comes down to, is the non-negotiable getting done? Sometimes you just got to put a hat on and get it done. So thankfully, thanks to Amazon, we have a new mic. We are back in business, and here I am talking about business non-negotiables. Now, the reason why that this topic came up is inside our mastermind, every single week, we have what I call office hours. So every Monday, we sit down, and I usually teach something for 10 or 15 minutes, and then I prompt the group with a topic of like, okay, let's talk about, you know, what's going on this week. And then we set everyone's intentions for the week. So everyone in the mastermind knows exactly what they're going to work on. And we make sure that they have what they need to be successful. So a few weeks ago, I brought up the topic of business non-negotiables. And I shared this because I notice in all of my programs during the seasonal shifts, so like spring break, summer, holidays, etc., there are two types of business owners. There are the ones that pause and stop, right? And I talked about this a little bit in my newsletter a couple weeks ago. So those that pause and stop because they're like, I have no time. I can't get it done. And those that keep going. But hear me out a little bit. So I recently heard this quote when I was on vacation and it was, if you are tired, slow down. Don't quit. So today, I'm not going to lie. I'm tired. We just got back from traveling. I'm traveling again. I didn't want to go through this like whole ordeal of like setting up this whole new tech system. The new microphone's very nice, but it like wasn't on my plan. And I'm like, no, Holly, it's a non-negotiable. You do it. You do it and you get it done. I should also add that it's like a Saturday. It's 70 degrees in Ohio and every inch of my body is like not wanting to record a podcast. But I know that this is the system that saves me and the business non-negotiable. So often when we're in a season of busy, right? Or even in corporate, like when your boss is on vacation, I see people quit. And I see you do so much work at the beginning because that's the exciting part. The exciting part is buying the microphone the first time. And the exciting part is like putting the first episode out there. Sometimes the exciting part is not episode 422 on a Saturday afternoon, but that's where you see the difference. So the difference is not stopping, but just slowing down just a little bit to get through what is necessary. And that's what I like to think about when I think about your business non-negotiables. So I have a list of business non-negotiables that I do every single week. And I like to say that it's the simplest to-do list you will ever create. So the first one is pick one focus for the week. So like I said, this is a Saturday when I'm recording this. I'm getting ready to leave out of town. My focus for the week is already written down for Monday. I already know that the one thing that I have to do is honestly get through some podcast episodes and start planning for the next month. That's my focus for the following week. If nothing else happens, that's what has to happen. So the first thing that I do every single week as a non-negotiable is what's the one focus? Pick the one thing. The second thing I do is never miss a podcast episode. It's the reason I'm coming to you in a hat, in a sweatshirt. In 4 years, we have not missed one. It is the driver of all of our content. My team waits for it. My content waits for it. Like everything is based on this episode. So I cannot miss it. That is my content creation. So I want you to think about when you're thinking about your business non-negotiables, what are you doing consistently every single week that is curating the content for you? We can do a whole episode on podcast repurposing, but for me, it is pick one focus for the week. Never miss a podcast episode ever, ever, ever. The next is always send one email a week. So the question I have for you is, how are you nurturing your audience, right? So we're creating content. We have one focus. Now, how are we nurturing our audience? For me, it's the podcast episode, which we know we're not going to miss, and it's sending one email a week. The last piece is my business non-negotiables, kind of not business, and that is, how are you recharging? You can't work at 110% pace every single day, right? So my rule is for 24 to 48 hours a week, I have no social media. Usually it's like Saturday to Sunday or Sunday to Monday, but how are you recharging? So in these business non-negotiables, we've talked about your one focus. We've talked about what's the driver for all of your content. Don't skip it. We've talked about how are you nurturing your audience. We've talked about how are you recharging. And then last but not the least, this is a little bit of a bonus one, is always follow up. Always, 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 always. I should do an episode on my follow-up process. But I very, very rarely miss commenting, emailing, responding in a 24-hour period because most people will not. Most people will be like, oh, I'm pausing right now. I'll get back to you in 6 weeks. Well, guess what? In 6 weeks, the person that's asking you a question is going to find another answer from someone else. So don't miss out on the opportunity to connect and build those relationships. So those are my non-negotiables every single week. If I'm on vacation, these get scheduled ahead of time, but never, never, ever skipped ever. And if you set a strong set of non-negotiables and then layer on systems to support your business, I like to say your business is basically bulletproof. So let me give you a couple of examples. So I execute my non-negotiables every single week. I have not missed them, knock on wood, for going on 4 years. Like this is like the glue that holds everything together. And then I have funnels, right? So we've got a lot of podcast episodes on funnels and we'll start to get into this more over the summer. But the system number one that saves me is that I nurture potential new clients through email funnels. That's system number one. You should have something in place to nurture future clients while you don't have to, right? The second system that I have in place is a funnel to welcome new clients. So when people join you, you have things in place that are doing the work for you. And it doesn't mean that you're taking away that personal touch. It just means that that first initial interaction or the first couple interactions is planned and it's not something where you have to be online to do. And then the third system that I have in place that is kind of a mix of the first two things is a weekly goal setting session. And I talk about this a lot. I do this on Sundays, sometimes like this week, it's done on Saturdays, but it's never skipped. And I always communicate with our team what that one focus is. What's that main focus of the business during a specific time frame so that we can all prioritize the different activities. So between the business non-negotiables, between the funnels, and then between these weekly goal setting sessions and communication and prioritizing activities, everything flows together. And honestly, it's the system that saves me. So I use ClickUp to sort of prioritize all these things. I always say the system doesn't matter. What matters is that you are consistent. What I want you to do is I want you to look at your to-do list. And my guess is 1 to 2 of those things are high priority. The rest would be great to get done, but probably don't move the needle as much. So as an example, today is Saturday. I'm setting my goals for the following week. You could do it on Friday. You could do it on Sunday. You have your list of business non-negotiables now, right? So we talked about what those are. And you're going to communicate those to your team. And you're going to really think about, hey, look at my to-do list. I'm going to pick 1 or 2 things that have to get done. These are my non-negotiables, and everything else we're going to sort of move to the end. So today, I want you to be thinking about what are your business non-negotiables and how can you set some things in place to make sure that you follow through on those. Everything else is a bonus. And I share this because, yes, there are some complicated things that happen with funnels. And yes, you can have some things that happen, you know, that maybe take some time to set up with your team. But when you think about running a business and you think about it in a super, super simple way, as in setting up non-negotiables and then setting up systems to support you, it becomes so much easier. And that list of non-negotiables is really not that complicated. You could totally pick one focus for the week. You can do it right now. You can create one thing of content every single week and not miss it. And that consistency is going to create that momentum, right? That's the podcast for us. You can send one email a week. You can figure out where you're going to nurture your audience. And then you can figure out where you're going to recharge. And then as a bonus, make sure that you're just creating those relationships. So it becomes easier, it becomes more flexible, and it becomes something that you can look forward to and doesn't feel as overwhelming. So I'm super curious, what are your business non-negotiables each week? Do you have them? I want to know what they are. And if you don't, send me a DM and I will help you come up with them, because this is one of my favorite systems and it's the easiest to-do list you will ever create. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Crush the Rush podcast. I honestly feel like this podcast is an extension of me and our community. And so I hope you come back and listen for more. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take action, there's actually some really amazing ways that you can stay connected with us. Number one, if you want to see this episode come to life with visuals and bonus behind the scenes, you can head over to our YouTube channel, which is at Holly Marie Haynes. We like to post some bonuses there, so I hope that you're excited to learn more about these topics. And then, as always, you can leave a review. Your feedback helps this show grow and reach more amazing listeners just like you. We've made it really, really easy. You can simply go to hollymariehaynes.com/podcast and click the review button. You can also find custom playlists and more to just say thank you and offer you another amazing way to give you some support. And then last but not least, if you have questions about today's episode or a topic that you would love to have covered in the future, you can just go to hollymariehaynes.com/chat. And it's me behind the scenes answering all the questions. You can text me, send me a video, leave me a message. It's super cool. And like I said, I hope that this podcast is just an extension of our relationship together. So remember that you are capable of achieving incredible things. Keep up the amazing work, and I can't wait to connect with you more. I am so grateful for you and the power of community that this podcast has created. It is just so amazing to be able to connect with all of you over the last couple of years, because we've actually had this podcast for almost 3 full years now. And because of that, I wanted to just get to know you better. So I would love it if you would head over to hollymariehaynes.com/chat and tell me what you think of this episode. You can text me, voice message me, send me a video, email me, and ask me anything. I'm a real human. And yes, it's me on the other end answering the messages. So I would love to know, like, what did you like about this episode? What would you like to hear more about? Did something resonate with you? Or maybe inside this episode, I gave you a keyword to learn more. If I did, you can just pop this keyword into the chat, and this is a way for us to connect and chat more. So just go to hollymariehaynes.com/chat, and I can't wait to hear from you.